Is it ever really too early to start scouting?
We don't think so.
Once he comes out next year in the 23 draft, he's going to be definitely one of those top running back dynasty assets. And you should definitely, if you're in a startup, you should definitely want Bijan Robinson on your team.
If you haven't drafted him, or if you're in a newer Devy league and you're getting ready to draft, like, this would be a guy I would want to scoop up before people see him back on the field and see him healthy and he pops and you have to pay a premium to get him.
This is the Devy Hour.
Welcome back to the Devy Hour. We are hot and heavy in rookie drafts. With that being said, we are hot and heavy in Devy drafts as well. So tonight's show is going to be a fun one. We are going to build a draft board for one of my Devy drafts. It's a league that we mentioned on a couple weeks back when we had the show and we were talking about a dispersal draft Devy league that I took part in. And we're just going to build the board. We're going to have fun with it tonight. But before we get to all of those shenanigans, it is Thursday night. It is the Devy Hour. I am Roto Heat Brad over on Twitter, joined as always by my partner in crime, Dez. How are you, my friend? How's the world treating you this week? How are things going for you?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm just it's a good night to talk Devy. Always, like I always say, every week, every time we can get on here. Very, very slow week, but I'm really looking forward to, just like we were saying the pre-show, looking forward to the long weekend with Memorial Day coming up. It kind of snuck up on me, just like I said. It's just all these days starting to run together, but I'm just looking for, maybe you just said, like, I'm looking forward to my vacation coming up in a month or so. So, yeah, just again, looking forward to just talk some Devy, get you ready for your draft and get this big boy ready. So, like, yeah, I'm looking forward to this tonight. Let's go.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You know, this time of year, I love doing rookie drafts, but I more so love doing the Devy drafts to see, you know, each season kind of where guys start to get excited about players and some of the, and especially with all the transfer portal moves nowadays, it really does kind of bring some optimism to some guys that you may not have been thinking about or that may have had a down season. You know, I mean, like, think about all the Bama players that went to Texas, you know, and they went with Sarkisian, and hope springs eternal now because they all have fresh chance, you know. So, the wide receiver that dropped a couple balls in the championship game, he was a five-star guy. Now I can't think of his name. Ajayi Hall.
Oh, guy. You know,
So, you know, him going to Texas, does that make him worthy of getting rostered? You know, things like that. Like, that, this time of year is fun because it's interesting to see where people in the leagues that we're in start to devalue some of these guys. And, you know, in this league specifically, is a two copy league. So you can have two copies of the player within the league, which is my first exposure to it. But I'm seeing guys do all sorts of trading. You know, like, I posted in our Discord chat a trade that I did today, actually. Well, yeah, last night into today, I was working the details out in it, you know, and the guys in this league, they all seem to have a fair knowledge about Devy, but some of them don't value Devy the same way, you know, because they're not in the league, so it doesn't matter to them. So I was able to, you know, to flip Deshaun Watson and turn him into, you know, what was it? It was John Emery, Trey Sanders, so, you know, two running backs, Bama and LSU. I also got Brevin Jordan, tight end, Houston, because as high on Watson as everybody else is, guy's been out of the league for a year already, plus he probably will be out of the league another year potentially. So now you're looking 2 years down the road, new system, new team. You know, I mean, like, I'm willing to take a chance on some young guys because my team is not ready for a championship can run yet. So things like this are fun, like trading Devy picks, trading Devy players, like, super fascinating to me because everybody values Devy so much differently that a trade can happen, you know, in the craziest of terms. Like, you know, John Emery last year, I could not get a person to trade me John Emery. Then all of a sudden a year goes by and John Emery is now like somebody's washed up trash, just like Trey Sanders from Alabama. And it's like, I will take up all those shares if I can.
Nah, I do agree with you when you say that. I mean, you never know. Just like you were saying, Devy value changes all the time. And I mean, especially with John Emery, like, he was definitely highly touted. I can remember him being one of the names I remember when I first started playing Devy. You heard about him, and he was very highly touted coming out of high school. And just being in LSU. And he still has a chance this year. I think he's going to be one of the guys that can come out and I think he's going to at least get a chance to try to start or whatever the case may be. So hopefully he can kind of bounce back. But, yeah, definitely those guys, man, it's tough to value them, man, and see how they're going to be. But that's the best part about Devy, because you're building it, your team that way, and then hopefully – you know, some things will work and some things won't, but you just want to hopefully just build the pipeline enough that you'll be able to build your NFL roster properly, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, and that's the hope. And if you miss, well, yeah, just keep trying again, you know. So to do this, I want to start by looking over my roster as it currently stands. So we'll go through all our current positions and our devies, and then that gives you an idea of what the team looks like. At quarterback, you know, I got Ian Book for some reason, and I don't know why. I have shares of Ian Book. It feels like in every league I'm in. I liked him coming out of Notre Dame. And, you know, I still kept hoping, well, maybe, you know, Sean Payton's okay with smaller quarterbacks. Maybe I get lucky. I don't know why I still got him on all these rosters, but I do. Justin Fields, Lamar Jackson, Trey Lance are my quarterbacks. So I got a young quarterback core with Lamar as kind of my lead guy. Then at running back, we've already had our rookie draft. So in the rookie draft, I took Dameon Pierce. I took Tyler Allgeier. So I had a couple running backs that I've been a fan of in this draft class to go with Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt, and then, you know, running backs that probably won't be on my roster in a year, and Kenyon Drake, Miles Gaskin, and Jarrett Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
Then I used some more of my rookie picks. I grabbed Jameson Williams, Treylon Burks. Like, I was making sure that I was trying to load up on young players to go with guys that I got in the dispersal draft: Kendrick Bourne, Brandon Cooks, Devin Duvernay, D. Eskridge, you know, Christian Kirk, Curtis Samuel, Sterling Shepard, Auden Tate, Tylan Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
Not a great core, but not bad. Yeah, definitely not terrible. Bad. Then to finish it off at tight end, I was stuck. So in the dispersal draft, I wound up getting Jared Cook, Donald Parham, and Ricky Seals-Jones.
Okay.
Nobody exciting, nobody that's really going to be worth much in the long haul. So I knew that one of my first targets was going to be to get a tight end. But what we'll find out is my favorite college tight end, Michael Mayer, already had two copies drafted, so there was no chance I was getting them. Talked to the owners of them. They weren't trading them for anything less than, you know, highway robbery. So I said, okay, next best thing, how do I go trade for a guy I really like that may be under the radar? Brevin Jordan is my top under-the-radar tight end. I loved him coming out last year. Fell down the draft board, went to Houston day three. I remember he was fourth, fifth, or sixth round. He was later. And I think he's got a chance to really blow up. So I got a tight end that I like that I could use. Hopefully he pans out. Otherwise, then I still don't have a tight end, but we'll see. I'm not a contender. Yeah. I'm probably not even, I mean, I may be kind of potentially playoff contender, but that's even doubtful. I just don't see it with this roster yet.
Nah, yeah, I mean, I do agree with you on that. But, I mean, you have some solid pieces, though. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be so far out on, like, Brevin Jordan. I liked him, too, coming out of Miami. And I have a few shares of him, too, as well. So, like, yeah, I do agree. Like, I'm hoping something kind of pops this year. He's going to put a step forward. I mean, him with Davis Mills. And you never know what Houston's going to be. I mean, like, you know, you never know how the NFL is going to be this year anyway. So, yeah, that's a good piece to kind of, you know, throw a dart on. So especially in the dispersal, like, I mean.
Well, yeah, and especially the fact that I'm, you know, it's a new team and still young. Yeah. There's still a lot of growth to do. Like, I was like, you know what, I'm okay with it. To wrap it up, so in this league, you can have 15 Devy players. Well, your taxi squad can be 15 players, you know, first, second year guys or Devys. I'm going the route of all Devys on my taxi squad. You know, my roster's not deep enough where I'll just leave my rookies on my roster, and I'm going to focus on Devys on the taxi squad so I can have 15 of them, and I'll just see what happens.
Yeah.
Devy-wise, and it's mislabeled, but it's got to be fixed. I got Eric Gray, who's a running back, not a quarterback. Phil Jurkovec, which is Boston College quarterback. Brock Vandegrift, who is competing to try to be Georgia's starter. Tank Bigsby, who is one of our favorite running backs. You know, everybody on the Roto Heat team is a fan of Bigsby. Donovan Edwards, Michigan's running back, who I am a slappy of Michigan, so that's probably more of a homer pick for me. John Emery, who is a guy like, you know, LSU running back Trey Sanders, which we already talked about those two. Then at wide receiver, Ja'Cory Brooks, which, what is he at, Oklahoma? I don't remember where he's at.
He's at Alabama.
That's where he's at. Alabama. Then I got Emeka Ubegba Ubuka, who is Ohio State, and Marvin Mims, who's Oklahoma, I think.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure. I'm talking about Yeah,
Marvin Mims, Oklahoma. Yeah.
So those are my 10, and I have 5 Devy picks to make, and I actually have 5 picks available. The way that this league works, let me just go to my trade block, and let's look at my trade bait. So, I got to edit it. So in this league, it's round 4 starts round 1 of the Devy pick. So I have picks. I've got pick number 2, pick 12, and then I have a pick in the second round, and then, you know, 2 picks in the second round and a pick in the third round, basically. So,
okay.
So I got 5 picks. So I'm going to get 5 Devys. I don't think I've had a few people try to trade for them. I'm probably not going to trade any picks. I may move around a little, like maybe I try to package 2/5 for a later 4th and a 6th or something. I don't know, maybe something like that. But I'm going to keep 5 Devy picks because I want to fill up my Devy roster.
Yeah.
That being said, and I do apologize, there is a lot of lead up to even building the board. I want everybody to understand where we're at. So I sent Des the list of all the guys that have been drafted already. The people highlighted in yellow, 1 copy has been drafted. So these guys all could have we could draft a copy of them if we wanted. Otherwise, the rest of these guys have all been drafted. 2 copies, there's no touching them. So, Slovis, Bryce Young, DJU, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, Spencer Rattler, Sam Heward, CJ Stroud, Kyle McCord, Tyler Buchner, Brock Vandegrift, Phil Jurkovic, Drake May, and Tyler Shough off the board, obviously. And then you see at the running back position, Bijan Robinson, which should have been gone. Probably one of the best backs in college. It's expected. DJ Williams from Auburn, Kendall Milton, Marshawn Lloyd, Zach Charbonnet, Tank Bigsby, Journey Brown, Eric Gray, DeMarcus Bowman, EJ Smith, Will Shipley, Donovan Edwards, Anaya Smith, Jalen Berger, DeMonte Trayanum, Kevin Harris, Samar Wheaton, LJ Johnson, Jace McClellan, and Zach Evans. Running backs are all off the board. Wide receiver, not as many as I thought. For some reason, I felt like there'd be just a huge amount of wide receivers. And there are good wide receivers gone, but there are still plenty of good ones to go. Julian Fleming, Damon Demas, Jaden Hazelwood, Joe Nada, CJ Johnson, Theo Weiss, Rakeem Jarrett, Jermaine Burton, Brew McCoy, Marvin Harrison Jr., Quentin Johnson, Zay Flowers, Mecca Abuka, G.A. Hall, Jordan Addison, Kayshawn Boutte, Marvin Mims, Josh Downs, Ja'Cory Brooks, Jackson Smith and Jigba, all gone. And I'm saying these all out loud. I know that you all on the stream can see it. This is for when we go to podcast format. I want people to know who's taken. And then at tight ends, just Eric Gilbert and Michael Mayer. So all tight ends are available. But the tough thing, though, is, and we have some tight ends on our Roto Heat rankings, but tight ends in college are a little harder to gauge just because teams don't always use them the way that, any way that you can truly predict their fantasy relevance at the next level. I mean, some do, Notre Dame. But, tight end's a little bit of a harder position to gauge. And this isn't a tight end premium league, I don't believe, off the top of my head. I don't think you get any extra points for tight ends. I think it's a pretty standard tight end league. So, it's a super flex.
Changes the game.
Yeah, super flex is the big part of it. But even at that, think about all the quarterbacks. I don't know that, some of these quarterbacks we're fans of, but some of these quarterbacks, there's just such an unknown to them. It's like, I'd rather just try to, and my roster's fine a quarterback right now. I got young guys. I got Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Lamar Jackson. So my thought was focus on running back, wide receiver, and figure it out from there. That's why I traded for tight end. So, and then lastly, rotoheat.com, we got our rankings. I'm going to pull up our rankings. So our conversation today is around building my big board for this upcoming draft. Typically what I do for each league I'm in is I just grab a piece of paper and I take our rankings from rotoheat.com and I just kind of start to build it out that way. I don't know if that's best when it comes to a Devy league, so I wanted to have that conversation with you. So if you're in my shoes, let's start this conversation, Des. What are you thinking and what are you doing? Are you just going to run down our rankings based on rotoheat.com, or are you going to try to pivot and look at things a little different based on the roster makeup?
Well, not actually. I'm gonna definitely go off of, to be honest, you already have a nice team build. So it's really more or less I'm going to be drafting the best players available. The ones that are in our rankings, you're going to trust your rankings. So that's what I would do. And I would do that with any kind of team build that I have, because at the end of the day, if you have a team that you're rebuilding, then I'm going to still grab the best player available. If you have a team that you feel as a contender, and you were able to trade with someone to get a top Devy pick or whatever the case may be, and somebody lands in your place, I would be picking them as well. It, like, just the best player available is always like that with Devy. And then on top of that too, I've always been a big guy with just getting more running backs and wide receivers. I mean, the quarterbacks have to be just like slam dunk home runs for me. Now there are some you can have some that you can be very excited about, and you got to take those swings on them, because at the end of the day, if you're playing a super flex league, quarterbacks are premium. So mm-hmm. you definitely want to get your quarterbacks. But like at the end of the day, if there's good running backs and wide receivers out there, grab them, because you can always draft for best player available and trade for need. You can always trade for need. I think a lot of managers forget about that sometimes. Well, not really, but like a lot of people like to do trades, because you see that in the Discord and all that. Everybody has all kinds of trades and stuff in there. But I think a lot of managers do forget about that sometimes, though. It's like you gotta just get the best player available and then trade for what you want after that.
Okay, so with that being said, then. And let's try to switch this up a little bit. Okay. So with that being said, then the number one player on our board, who I verified was, you know, while you were talking, I was verifying, would be Travion Henderson, right?
Absolutely.
So Henderson would be the one. And mm-hmm. because no copies of him have been selected, it's safe to say that I'll be able to get him at the number two pick, right? So there'll be at least one copy available. So we'll put him in. I'm gonna try to do this while we're talking. OSU. Let me expand that. Boom. All right. So then he would be our number two. He'd be our first pick. He would be our number two pick. You know, let's make this a little bit bigger. Boom. All right. So then after that, the next guy that I would see that's available. And so this is where, if we're going based on the Roto Heat rankings, mm-hmm. it would be Caleb Williams, quarterback USC. If you look at, and for me, I skipped down to, as I was scribbling on my sheet, and went Jamar Gibbs, because mm-hmm. I love Jamar Gibbs. But mm-hmm. the conversation needs to be, these two players are available. So Caleb Williams, Quinn Ewers are both guys that we could pick. Not at number two, because obviously we would already have number two taken, but these would be the next two guys on our board. How do you feel about both of these guys, and would you make them number two and number three on your board?
You mean Caleb Williams and Quinn Ewers?
Yeah, so they would both be available. They don't have any copies selected.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I actually they're both very interesting quarterbacks, to be honest. Quinn Ewers is very interesting. I mean, I have him in my next up article, but we haven't seen him play in college. That's the thing. Where it's a lot of hype from his high school career. He's a very prolific high school player. 24/7. Like I think he had one of those perfect scores or whatever mm-hmm. you want to say on there. So he just always had like a big thing about him where everybody was very excited about Quinn Ewers. And when he first came to Iowa State, he did his thing there, but then transferring to Texas, and then, you know, Texas is, you know, they have Xavier Worthy and Bijan. And so like, it's very exciting about him. And, you know, so I get it. He's really a wait and see, even though I do have him in there. I am excited about him coming in there and doing his thing this year, but it's just quarterbacks is hard. But Caleb Williams, he at least showed us something last year at Oklahoma. He came in there and definitely when a struggling Spencer Rattler and things like that came in there and kind of did his thing. And then even in the spring game for USC this, you know, a couple of weeks ago, he really looked good as well. So both of those quarterbacks are exciting. It's tough to get quarterbacks in Devy, even though they are in our rankings very high. And I can say I would still be okay if I needed to grab them because, I mean, just it is a super flex league and quarterbacks is a premium. So I would be okay getting them. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't be mad if somebody decided to get, like, just like you said, Jahmyr Gibbs, because I didn't see him on the list at all. And he's very dynamic. Right. And I think he's going to be a very good NFL prospect as well. So.
All right. So you're fine with leaving them the way they are. You just take them as our rankings have them. So that would mean we have Travion Henderson at the one, our number one, then we got Caleb, then we got Quinn, then we got Jahmyr Gibbs. Looking through, and I guess, and that's the interesting question. So, you know, for some reason, Ewers, you know, had these prolific scores and everybody was super excited about him. Then he chose to go to the place where he knew he wasn't going to start from day one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, how are you going to beat out the guys that are already there? And CJ Stroud was already a household name. People knew of him, knew that he was going to step in. Like, it just, that didn't make any sense to me. It seemed like a weird business decision. So going to a team like Texas, you know, with all of Alabama coming with them, with Sarkisian and all these other dudes coming over, I think it's an interesting move. Like, in my mind, you can't really lower Ewers' value. Like, I still think he has to be at the top, one of the top at the list, because even though we haven't seen anything like we have with Caleb Williams, the hype was still there and nothing changed other than we just saw an immature kid make a dumb move and now he's trying to do something better. Like, I can't knock him for that. You know, these are young guys trying to make big business decisions at 17, 18, 19 years old, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember being 17, 18, 19. I was not making good decisions.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with that one.
So so all these guys have been taken next. Addison, Mayer, Big B, Quentin Johnson. So next one up would be Sean Tucker, running back Syracuse, which I know our boy Jason, if he was on here, Jason Eldred would be talking up and down how much he loves Sean Tucker. You can see that I am a little lower on Sean Tucker than everybody else. I know that you guys have him in the teens. And I think up at number seven would be Jason. I bet. Yeah, Jason's got him at number seven. Then you and Craig have him in the teens, and I got him at 31. But he would be next up on the list. So how do you feel about Sean Tucker as one of the top picks?
Well, I mean, absolutely, because that would be a pick that you would have if you missed out on Travion Henderson and even Jahmyr Gibbs, one of the top ones. I mean, Sean Tucker, he had a really good season last year, and he grades out really well as far as athletically. I seen some stuff where, like, on he runs track and things like that, so he definitely is going to have the speed and athleticism to do his thing, and hopefully he can have another season where he comes in there and shows that he can be one of the top backs, because he can be one of those ones that can sneak up there and get some good draft capital when before last year you didn't know anything about Sean Tucker. So I'm really excited to see what he does this year.
Yeah, I think he – so the more I've watched him, the more intriguing he is. And he actually changed in my rankings as I've been working on him for the June update.
Yeah.
Shameless plug for rotoheat.com. Our rankings are starting to show up at the top of Google search results. We are quickly becoming your source for IDP and Devy rankings. So just you know, putting that out there. And Craig, you know, you're running your mouth in the chat, Craig, but you need to, one of these times you need to jump in this show so that you can tell me why I'm making questionable decisions. Is it because I put Sean Tucker 31 in my May rankings, or is it like you got to defend yourself? So that being said, next up would be Xavier Worthy. So he is one that I want to have a conversation about because of transfer portal at GA Hall coming over. Like, how do you feel about Xavier Worthy in this room with a guy like Quinn Ewers, a quarterback? Like, do you think this offense is going to be able to support, you know, 2-3 receivers, running back? Like, how are you feeling about this offense? And does Worthy still is Worthy still worthy of being a top, you know, because in this point he would be our number six pick, you know, or number six in our big board at least.
Yeah. I really do like Xavier Worthy. I mean, coming in last year as a true freshman, he came in and I mean he showed and proved that he was definitely a good wide receiver. I mean, he was with, who was he playing with last year? What was Casey Thompson? Not what to say. Or
I'm pulling up their depth chart right now. I want to see what
I forgot the other quarterback, but either or he just did his thing every time I actually watched.
Texas. Oh yeah, Hudson Card was the quarterback.
Yeah, Hudson Card. Yeah. Hudson Card. So like, I mean, and every time I watched Texas, of course I was watching it to actually catch a little bit of Bijan. But at the end of the day, he made plays too. He showed that you know, if anybody was watching the games, like if you didn't get to see him play, you must have been, you know, going to use the bathroom or something or getting something to eat at the time. No, seriously, because he was doing something every game and I live in Maryland, and we didn't catch a lot of Texas games, but the games that I did catch or highlights I seen, it was always Xavier Worthy. He made it definitely known, like, who is this guy? So I really expect him to continue to do that. With Quinn Ewers, you know, as his quarterback, with all the hype and everything, you would think that they would, you know, still stay in this, you know, he would have a good connection with him, even though, you know, you have Bijan there. I'm not really – you know, concern with Agai Hall. He has some concerns as far as I don't know if he's going to either cut into Xavier Worthy's, like, you know, what he's going to do there. I think Xavier Worthy has enough of a role there where Agai Hall, he's going to have to fit in if he's going to be even be on the team. You know, you never know what's going on with him, especially with this whole Alabama situation. You never know what's going on, but hopefully I like Agai Hall too. Cause like, I remember last year, a lot of people was talking about him, especially after the spring game. So hopefully he can, stick with Texas and do something, but I love Xavier Worthy. He should be, I would slam dunk pick him right then and there. Yep.
Well, and this is an interesting wide receiver room. So look at all the players that they've got. So they got Xavier Worthy, Isaiah Nair, who was a junior transfer. I mean, they've got two transfers coming over in Hall and Nair. Jordan Whittington, Troy Amier, and then Brennan Thompson's a freshman that came in. I remember him being pretty highly recruited.
Yeah.
I don't remember if he's a – I think he was maybe a four-star, if I recall. I'd have to look. You know, and then Casey Kane, who's a redshirt freshman. I mean, so they got a pretty deep receiver room. It'll be interesting to see kind of how they – you know, what three guys are getting on the field. You know, who's playing the X, who's playing the Z.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I don't really have a strong feeling one way or the other, but I know I want to get shares of multiple guys on this wide receiver this wide receiver room. I want Brennan Thompson. I wouldn't mind getting a couple of Hall shares. I won't be able to in this league, but Xavier Worthy, I have no problem taking as one of the top. I mean, right now he'd be our sixth spot. So
yeah.
Anderson Williams, Ewers, Gibbs, Tucker Worthy. Like, I don't have a problem with him there. I'll probably – one of those guys will probably be there at the 12th spot for me to grab a share of. I can't imagine all of these guys getting picked, both copies, before I get to 12, right? So next up would be Josh Downs, wide receiver, North Carolina. This is another guy that I'm lower on than most of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I watch on him, the more I don't know why I'm so low on him. Maybe it's just because the guys I have above him, I just like more, but it's, you know, when you get the thing I struggle with when build my rankings is when I, you know, it's the, you fall in love with guys and you think they can be better than maybe they are or could be, you know, like when you look at, when you sort our rankings on mine and I look at the guys I have ahead of them, you know, I'm looking at, I really like Brant Queith. I'm probably going to move him down. I know nobody else has him ranked, but I'm a guy that likes the tight end position. Like I study tight end play pretty highly. So it's like, I tend to overrate tight ends. You know, I have Queith up there with Michael Mayer as some of my favorite college tight ends. He's got to slide down just because in Devy drafts, unless it's tight end premium, nobody's drafting him, you know, but then like I have Tucker ahead of him, Anthony Richardson from Florida. Like, you got me looking at Anthony Richardson more. And for our May ranking update, I'm like, all right, I got to put him up higher. I really like him. You know, Grayson McCall, Will Levis. I mean, like, I'm looking above him. I'm like, I don't dislike Josh Downs. I just can't build the case that I got to put him above most of the guys that are in front of him. And it's like, okay, what now? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I struggle with when doing my rankings, especially in Devy, because there's so many really interesting, talented Devy players.
Yes, absolutely.
So Josh Downs, what do you think about him?
I mean, Josh Downs, he's a good wide receiver, man. Playing for North Carolina, you know, he's a different one. He's not really, you know, he's not going to overpower you as far as, like, you know, his height and speed and things like that. But I think he's really quick, good route runner. He can definitely catch, good catch radius, sticky hands. He just always, it just seems like he's always one of those guys that can make a play. When the ball's in his hands, he's a good yards after catch guy, I think. From what I've seen, he can definitely do that. I don't know how the North Carolina offense is going to be this year, because it's kind of a change now with Sam Howell's kind of gone. So we'll see how it transitions from him. Mm-hmm. They do have like Drake May coming in. I don't know who's actually going to be the starter, but I know they have the freshman from last year, Drake May, is there. So we'll see. I like Downs because if he has a solid year, and he tests well in the combine, he could be a very sneaky, wide receiver for the next year's draft. I think the NFL will kind of like
him. Could he be a first, second round receiver?
He could be. I really think he has that kind of talent that he could be, to me, honestly, because I mean, you look at him like Sky Moore or. I just thought he was, I mean, he's no different from any of those kind of guys. And the NFL is going to be looking for those kind of twitchy, yards after catch guys that has a solid frame and things like that. He's not big, but he's not small either. So I think he could be really solid in the NFL. But he does have some development to do, and we'll see how he plays in North Carolina, because at the end of the day, it's what you do in college and your production and then how you test it in the combine, and we'll see.
Well, so then I guess the question I would have, because right directly behind him, we have two quarterbacks and a tight end. Mm-hmm. Anthony Richardson from Florida, Brock Bowers, tight end Georgia, and then Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback Miami.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable taking Downs before all three of those, or because it's super flex, would you put any of those three ahead of them? Like, where are you at with that?
Man, that is a that is, I mean, a very good question.
Because as you build your board, that has to be the question: is do you start to overvalue?
No, that is a very, very, very good question. Because I mean, we're at pick what, like 6-7, something like that.
Yeah. So this would be if we leave Downs here, he's pick 7.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
And based on my roster makeup, I don't have any. I have two quarterbacks on my taxi squad already. I got Vandegrift and Jerkovic.
Yeah. I mean,
but they're not like, I'm not in love with either of those. Jerkovic, I think, could be a draft pick and could potentially be a starter if he has another good year, but I'm not sold on him.
So I would think at right now, and I'm being really honest with you, I think the only guy I would probably consider would be Anthony Richardson, just because of his upside and what he could be, just because it's a super flex league. And Josh Downs, I like him, but I'm not in love with him.
All right, but, so we're putting Anthony Richardson ahead.
But with that being said, like the other guys, like when you have what was the other?
It was Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers. Van Dyke.
He's too far out for me. He was a freshman last year, whatever the case may be. It's in tight ends. It's a little crazy. So I would have passed up on him, and definitely I would have waited a little bit on Tyler Van Dyke. I like Van Dyke. He definitely came on late last year, played very good for Miami, because I definitely didn't know anything about him prior to probably late last year. It was all about, what was the other guy, Garcia, where they was kind of hyping up for a little bit. And Tyler Van Dyke just came in and he definitely balled out. So I would like to kind of see a little bit of him more. I'm just a lot. Maybe I'm just a little bit more of a pounding the table for Anthony Richardson. So that's why I said that. But it's nothing wrong if you wanted to have Josh Downs in there, because he's a solid pick. But I would probably would have went with Richardson, because I'm more of a gambler when it comes to stuff like that. Even though I don't like picking quarterbacks, so it's like kind of a.
Well, we got three in our top eight.
Yeah, I'm contradicting myself. I'm contradicting myself. So you have certain ones, but this is a depleted Devy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so right. We're picking what's available. So that's kind of. I mean, we're lucky to have guys like Quint Ewers and Caleb Williams that's available, because I mean they would be top picks if it was a full draft anyway. So.
Mm-hmm. So then after that, then we have. I mean, it is the next. So the next three, I mean, we'll do a block of them. We'll see kind of what we're thinking. So we got Brock Bowers, Georgia, which I already put a down arrow next to, because obviously he's a few years out and we're not feeling super, super excited about that.
Yeah.
But then we have Tyler Van Dyke, Miami, Mario Williams, wide receiver, USC, Braylon.
Allen.
Yeah, Braylon Allen, running back, Wisconsin, Nicholas Singleton, running back, PSU, and then J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, Michigan. He's a couple years out as well. He's at least 2 years out. And then Craig has a question. Do we know why it is a taxi squad? So it's a taxi squad because that's where you're putting all your devies in this league. So on MFL, the way that they run this league is all of your devies, you can make your taxi squad up of 15 players, whether it's 15 devies, 15 devies and first or second year guys. I'm putting all my guys, all my devies on the taxi squad, and I'm going to do 15 devies. So hopefully that helps, Craig. All right. So then, yeah. So the next group of five would be.
Mario Williams, Braylon Allen.
Yeah. Mario Williams. So Bowers, Tyler Van Dyke, Mario Williams, Braylon Allen, Nicholas Singleton, JJ McCarthy. Then you got like Devin Akane, Blake Corum. Are there any guys in there that you're in love with that have to be next up? Because obviously we've already heard Brock Bowers. He's got a couple years out, even though we like the talent, may not return a quick investment. Tyler Van Dyke, not in love with him. Seems to be okay. What are you thinking about the others?
Well, I mean, if you want to be on, like, if you're going to take any or take any shots on anybody a little early, I would definitely do running back. So you would say Braylon Allen. I really like him. He came in last year and really played, you know, really well as well for Wisconsin. Earlier last year you had Jalen Berger. Yep. He was a starter there, and then he had Malusi, I think his last name or whatever. But and then Braylon Allen just came in and just lit it up. A big load. He's a load, man. He goes in there, he can run inside, and he breaks tackles and things like that. So he's definitely a guy to be looking out for. And everybody's excited about the young freshman from Penn State, Nicholas Singleton. I wouldn't necessarily say that, that would be something if you're one of those type of managers that you don't want to get somebody that's far out. I get it, because he is a freshman, so you're gonna be waiting a few years for him to be on your roster. But he is definitely very highly talented. I watched some film and tape on him. The dude he's special. But you definitely have some guys in there that you still like Mario Williams. He's definitely a good wide receiver as well too. He's gonna be solid. I think he's a 24 prospect, so he's got two more years and. He should be a good wide receiver that's going to probably give day one, day two capital. I think so, if he continues to play well at USC. And then he's going to be linked to Caleb Williams. So why not be linked to a good quarterback like that and kind of use that with the USC brand and see what he could do to be a good to get a good draft capital in the NFL. So I like both of those guys. It would definitely be either Braylon Allen and Mario. And if you wanted to take a shot, it would be Nicholas Singleton.
Okay. So then, and so we haven't put Tyler Van Dyke in. Where do we want to put him at?
I would have to say if you wanted to go there with Van Dyke, I would go right there, right after that, because Van Dyke as well, he showed enough that he should be a solid pick there, as far as a solid quarterback. If you missed out on, especially if you wanted to wait, if you had a few picks in the first round. and you wanted to go with a couple of the running back prospects and wide receivers that were still left, and then let everybody jump on the Quinn Ewers and the Caleb Williams of the world, you can, you know, still feel good to get Tyler Van Dyke, because if I'm not mistaken, I've been seeing him getting mocked in the first round, and that's been kind of wild for me too. He played well, but first round being mocked, I was a little surprised about that, but maybe not. But I know they definitely been saying that he's definitely it should be a top prospect if he continues to play well. So
let's go to the internet and find out. I have no idea. I like what you're doing.
I feel like I've seen that. I don't know which one. That's why I said when I start saying these stuff on these podcasts, I gotta remember and write this stuff down. So if we're gonna start doing this, I can have a fact check so we can just everything can be good to go. Because
Look at that. Anthony Richardson and the Detroit Lions and Walter Football's mock here.
Yeah, they have a lot of these guys going to first round.
Will Levis.
Will Levis. That's crazy. That's just mad.
Brian Breesy for my IDP brethren. Brian Breesy is a name that I've had him on Devi Scroll. Like, I took him in the Pinnacle League early because I love Brian Breesy. Oh, there's our no, I don't want to see you. Stop. Come on, Walter Football. Don't be doing all these ads. This ain't business here. I go somewhere else. I'm not getting all these ads. So I didn't see him there, but that's okay. We'll keep looking. All right. Yeah, so we're not gonna do Brock Bowers. We're gonna let him slip down a little. We got Tyler Van Dyke, Braylon Allen, Nicholas Singleton. Oh, JJ McCarthy. So the next up would be JJ McCarthy, Devin Akane, Blake Corum, Branson Robinson from Georgia. Running back, and Drew Aller from PSU, quarterback.
Okay.
So what do you like about that group of guys? Anybody that stands out to you there?
So you said what, JJ McCarthy, Devin Akane?
JJ McCarthy, Devin, then Blake Corum, Branson Robinson, Georgia, Drew Aller.
I wanted to say probably Dart. Yeah, I'll probably say Achane. He's pretty exciting guy. Okay. Just because it was he's just, like I said, another exciting, athletic kind of running back. he has track speed, so that's something to be excited about, because, you know, the NFL just loves their speed. I don't care what they say or what you say. they love their speed. So he's gonna do something, but I mean, he'll definitely have to put on a little weight. I mean, I wouldn't expect him to be like a 3.
Was he 5'8", 185 or something, right?
Yeah. So he's definitely one of those satellite kind of, shifty change of pace backs. But I mean, just like I said, NFL likes their speed. You can get somebody in space like him, and get you some chunk yards here and there, and switch it up with a banger of a running back that back there with him for a change of pace. And maybe he can do some. So, I would kind of like him there for what's available. I mean, I know some would probably want maybe Branson Robinson. He's another freshman that everybody's kind of highly touting. But, I mean, Blake Corum, he's good too, man. He's a solid running back prospect. So, those three guys kind of jump out there for me.
Okay. So we'll go Branson Robinson, running back, Georgia. And Blake Corum, back, Michigan. All right, so what are we thinking? Oh, Timothy, welcome back, brother. It's good to see you on. All right, so he says, Akane reminds me of Jeff Demps, played for Florida. Man, Jeff Demps was so electric as a return man in the NFL. But unfortunately, at that time, I don't think the NFL was ready for his size of a player. Right. Yeah. Like, I think he played for, was he with Tampa, with New England, I think, too. I think he played in a few spots, but they focused him as a return man.
Yeah. Nah. I mean, if you're talking about that size back, the NFL was nowhere near ready for that kind of back then.
No. I mean, not at all. You couldn't see those types of guys. All right. So we're 15 in. So this is a big board for a league that I'm going to be drafting. I'm going to draft my league based on our board here. So if my team fails miserably, it's our fault. Travion Henderson.
I forgot all about that. That's the pressure.
So Travion Henderson will be my first choice. And this is Devy depleted. So there's some guys that have already been taken. Caleb Williams, Quinn Ewers, Jamar Gibbs, Sean Tucker, Xavier Worthy, Anthony Richardson, Josh Downs, Braylon Allen, Mario Williams, Nicholas Singleton, Tyler Van Dyke, Devin Akane, Branson Robinson, Blake Corum. Solid top 15. Definitely guys that could have potential to give us some value in the long term. Raheem Sanders. So what do you think about Sanders, running back from Arkansas? He's one that we hadn't really talked a whole lot about, period. I don't think we've ever really talked much about him.
Oh, wow. I mean, he's another one that's pretty solid as well. I mean, I wouldn't put him in like one of my top tiers or anything like that, but I mean, he's right there with the, look where we have him, right there with Blake Corum. I think he's a solid running back for Arkansas, and he can, and he's a versatile back too, because he can catch the ball. He has that skill set where he can go out and, you know, go out in the slot or go out wide and things like that, and run a decent route and get open. And he can still run between the tackles and things like that. He's not really a big back, but I think he can take the pounding and things like that, where he can, if he maybe put on a little bit more, doesn't have to be a whole lot, he can be pretty solid. He has good speed and things like that. So I really like Raheem Sanders, or Rocket Sanders is what they call him. So I think he's a really, really, really solid back, though. Definitely.
Yeah, so he was a four-star prospect on 247. Looks like he played running back, wide receiver, and linebacker at high school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
didn't know the linebacker. That's tough. That's what you want. See, that's tough, guys. You want your runner backs to be like that.
The thing that worries me about a guy like this is, am I drafting him and then Arkansas makes him a linebacker because he's got that? But
nah.
You know, that's the thing you got to worry about. I mean, like, cause think about like a guy like Malcolm Rodriguez went to the Detroit Lions 7th round. He came into college as a quarterback from high school. They moved him to safety. Then he plays linebacker to finish. It's like, what in the world?
No, I feel you. I mean, I understand. It's like Chip Traynham. He went from playing running back, and now he's at what, Ohio State playing linebacker. So I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, and that would be tough, because I think I said that the last show. I really like Chip. I thought he was a really good running back. So for him to go and transfer and then play linebacker, that was a
bit of a gut punch.
Yeah, because I have a few shares of him in a couple of Devy leagues, so that was definitely a gut punch, man. So I do understand that will be tough.
All right, so what are you doing with those quarterbacks? Are these draftable guys for we? Are we willing to put them in kind of the 16, 17 spot, or do we want to find some other players? So it's Drew Aller, Penn State, and then Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. But then also I want to throw a curveball in here, because just a little bit lower, we have Cade Klubnik and Will Levis, who we just saw mocked in that mock draft in the first round next year's mock draft. Do we bump up a guy like Will Levis because he's getting hype as like a first round pick there at Kentucky?
Man, that's tough, because if I'm gonna be honest, I am not a fan of Will Levis. So
he's at number 22 on our list of guys. I mean, think about all the quarterbacks that are ahead of him, you know.
Nah, and I see where I have him, but I don't know. I just feel like I guess at some point you have to consider that in your evaluation if you see guys getting mocked in these. But I don't know, because we just seen that with this previous draft and a lot of those quarterbacks drop. So maybe things kind of can change as time goes on. So I wouldn't kind of get too hyped right now. I think I would probably pivot to the extent, like, I don't know. Like, I would really be trying to look at maybe some other positional players right now other than the quarterbacks. But just like I said, it is still super flex. So if it comes to the point where you're in the draft and you were wanting to grab maybe a quarterback or two, but you weren't able to, maybe it is time to maybe grab, you know, Klubnik or maybe even Will Levis to an extent. But I just like I said, I'm not really a fan of Will Levis, so we'll see.
And you're absolutely right, Jacob. QBs and Devy is so hard to
hard.
Determine. I mean, because like I went to friend of Roto Heat, Shane Hallam's website, draftcountdown.com, and I'm looking at his 2023 mock. First round quarterbacks, CJ Stroud. I think
I looked at his too.
CJ Stroud, Bryce Young. Then he also has, let's see, Tyler Van Dyke to Philadelphia.
Yeah. So,
then he has
probably was his Anthony that I Richard seen in the first round.
Yeah, Anthony Richardson to Seattle. Then we've got, then you see Will Levis in the second round. So he's got Will Levis, but he's still got, Will Levis early second round, Tanner McKee. I mean, like, okay, so now we've got a first and a second round evaluation from somebody on him. But is that really worth drafting? You know, because in my mind, when you can only roster 15 devies, I want to roster 15 devies that I'm pretty sure are making it to the league and have a chance of returning me a value. Yeah. Like these quarterbacks, just to Jacob's point, it's kind of a crapshoot, you know, unless you got lucky and you landed the Trevor Lawrences of the world. I mean, you know, how many Josh Allens are there for every Trevor Lawrence? I mean, guys that just came out of nowhere and you're just going to have to draft them in your rookie draft, and it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
To that point, if we're not thinking about just taking guys that are potential first round picks based on everybody's mock drafts, because we don't really know what the NFL scouts are thinking, then it's Devin Neal, running back, Kansas, Luther Burden, wide receiver, Mizzou, Deuce Vaughn from K-State, Jaden Blue from Texas, which why would you take a Texas back not named Bijan Robinson right now? Because there's no that guy getting on the field short of injury, right?
Yeah.
You know, so how do you feel about that? Are you willing to just, you know, kind of chalk it up and ignore some of these quarterbacks? Because also Hendon Hooker is available, you know, quarterback Tennessee. He's sitting out there as a guy with the draft. I mean, like, what are you doing with this group of guys? Who are you touching?
I mean, just like I said, you will probably feel like obligated to want to maybe take a stab at one of them just because they're all there. But I mean, just like the one guy just sent in the chat, like the quarterbacks are they're tough. Yeah, Jacob, it's mm-hmm. they're tough, man, to evaluate. So I would probably be going after one of the positional guys. I'm one of the, especially after a couple of the top guys are gone and like depleted Devy drafts, I might try to take a stab at a lot of the freshmen or the younger guys that are highly touted. Like I like Luther Burden, he's good. I've seen him; he should have a good opportunity out there where he's one of those guys that should be one of those top freshmen to look out for, along with Nicholas Singleton, who we already have selected. Mm-hmm. But you have Deuce Vaughn.
Deuce Vaughn, Devin Neal.
Yeah, Devin Neal, they're both solid running backs. I might be considering one of the quarterbacks over them, to be honest, because quarterbacks is a premium at that point. So if we have one of the quarterbacks available, I'll probably take one of them there.
All right. So then who is it? So you got JJ McCarthy, Drew Allard, Jaxson Dart, Will Levis, Cade Klubnik,
Hendon Jaxson Hooker. Dart, it would be.
Jaxson Dart. Okay.
Yeah, Ole Miss. That's who I would take there.
Okay.
If I had to take if it was one of those just to take a quarterback right there, I would probably do that.
So are you taking quarterback over Devin Neal or Deuce Vaughn? Are you going to keep taking quarterbacks over these guys, or do you like one of these guys more than the quarterback still?
I would have to say, just because what we have there, you said like Will Levis, Hendon Hooker. Devin Neal is a solid pick there. I would think I would pick Devin him Neal. just because he's a right solid running back for Kansas. He's still young. I think he's a 2024 prospect too, so you'll be waiting.
I think he's got a year or two still.
Yeah. But he's definitely a solid Devy running back to have on your squad. He played tough from what I seen in a few film clips that I seen last year from him. So another year of good solid production. He should be a solid guy out there.
So then that you still have, you know, JJ McCarthy, Cade Klubnik, Will Levis, Hendon Hooker. I mean, and then we can go further down, you know, like there is I didn't start. I stopped at those guys, but you know, Israel Abenaconda. I'm gonna screw up that name so many times. You know, from there down, we've quite a few of those guys are available. You know, so like he's available. Then you know, Rasheen Ali, Troy Franklin, Mohammed Ibrahim, Lou Nichols. I mean, so basically, kind of in our 70 down, all these guys are available.
Yeah. Yeah. Those guys are solid. I really feel like it would be those guys are more of is getting down there to kind of hoping that they can be good solid prospects. Like, I mean, when you have Rasheen Ali, Lou Nichols, they're good running backs, but I mean, I'm not really excited about them as pro prospects, to be honest.
So are you going back to the quarterback well then?
Yeah, I'll probably go back to the quarterback well before I would probably pick any of them guys.
So then our top rated quarterback available still would be JJ McCarthy.
Yeah, it will probably be him. I would probably go right after a couple probably quarterbacks, just because I don't like any of the running backs there that come after that. I mean, as far as the project. So, like, I mean, what you got right after that? Drew Aller.
Yep, Drew Aller would be the next one.
Yeah, like, he would be up there. He's Penn State, another one of those freshmen that everybody's kind of excited about. Hopefully he can kind of show something. I mean, he's more of a, like, a hype thing. Even Kate Klubnik, everybody's, you know, been burned by DJU, so they're just hoping for the next thing to come up and take his place and kind of show some excitement in that offense with what they got there. So we'll see. Yeah, I would probably rip off the quarterbacks there.
So basically, the quarterbacks sit at the end.
Yeah, I just kind of because a lot of those running backs. I mean, if you wanted to get like, just like I said, Rasheen Ali or Lou Nichols and things like that. It's cool.
Because basically at that point you're taking a reach on either young freshmen, guys that, I mean, even like a guy like a Bo Collins. I mean, there's options out there, but you know, where do you value it at based on?
Yeah. It's like if you like any of the wide receivers that might be available, maybe. You can go after a couple of the freshman quarterbacks. Just like I said, once you're in like depleted Devy drafts, after the first like top guys get out of there, after like maybe the first round, you're gonna be kind of going after like the younger upside guys. So if you're doing any like deep scouting before these drafts, or if you're a part of any kind of websites like Roto Heat that has rankings and things like that, you could probably find out about guys before maybe your league mates, where you can, like, I would have to say maybe Ohio State's Devin Brown. A lot of guys are excited about him, but they have CJ Stroud, you have Kyle McCord, and then it's him. But everybody's really excited about that guy. Why? I don't know, but you never know. So It's things like that. It's just taking shots on, and if you find out about guys a little early, it's always cool. But with Devy, at the end of the day, you might not have that many picks, so you might as well go with what you know and go with the best person available. And Superflex, get your quarterbacks, because you never know when one of your league mates is going to be inquiring about one of these quarterbacks you thought that you think you were going to be able to use.
Well, and that's part of the conversation is, you know, as you get close to the draft next year, people are going to get hot and bothered by quarterbacks that might be on your roster, like a Will Levis, because he's getting mocked so high, and maybe that gets you a big return. Maybe that gets you something better than what he could have been, or what, you know, some people think he could be. But I want to finish it up by answering Timothy's question about KJ Jefferson. What do you think about this kid? 4-star prospect. He's a bigger kid. Was he like 6'3"? I got to verify that. I don't want to get caught on that. Yeah, 6'3", 245. So he's bigger. Yeah, he's just a thick kid, but he's got some wiggle to his game. He's got some rushing upside. He's got, you know, what appears to be a pretty solid arm. Where are you at with him, and how do you feel about him? And I think the probably the follow-up question needs to be, why does Arkansas hate quarterbacks and just not seem to develop them and give them, because they're all very talented. Like, there's so many that I've seen that are super athletic, talented kids that just Arkansas just doesn't know what to do with them.
That's why I'm glad you finished off, and I'm just going to lead off with that one, because I think that's what it is. I don't think there's really nothing wrong with KJ Jefferson. From what I've seen, he shows that he can be a very, very good quarterback. But it's tough. In college, you can look like you're very good. You can look like you can be a very, very good quarterback and play very well. And if anybody plays college fantasy football, or even just like I said, I play in C2C leagues, he's a very, you know, one of those quarterbacks that a lot of managers like to go pick up, because he puts up points in production. Now for him to be, but when you're thinking about Devy in a Devy perspective, I don't know if he's going to be an NFL prospect. I couldn't tell you that. Just so you said it, maybe just because he's at Arkansas, maybe the coaching scheme, the play style or whatever. I don't know. He just doesn't come off as a pro prospect. I don't see or hear about him too much as far as looked at as a pro prospect, but you never know. All it takes is a year. All it takes is a good season, and things can change. So you never know.
Well, and you think about a guy like Felipe Franks. He was, he's a former Arkansas quarterback, athletic, big arm. A lot of the same things you see with KJ. I think KJ is better, a better prospect. But I mean, Arkansas just doesn't really develop players at the quarterback position. I mean, at any position. I mean, running back seems to be about the only thing they can say they're sort of known for. But even that, it's just not extremely exciting. And it's like, man, what are we missing? And why are these players not growing? You know, like I like Jacob's comment. Scouts talk about KJ seems to be on their radar, has an NFL body. He's a big physical athletic kid. He's not Felipe Frank 6'6" big, but he's got, I think, just as good an arm. I think he's got a better athletic profile. If you're even really able to say that, because Felipe Franks was pretty solid too. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know that he's going to get the opportunity to show out at Arkansas, because of just the way that offense seems to be weird. I mean, just really weird. And he's in the SEC, so he's going to get pummeled every week. You know, I mean, that's tough competition.
Yeah.
So good comments, Timothy, Jacob. We thank you guys. I appreciate y'all chopping it up with us.
I got to definitely look out for that, because I like KJ. I just haven't seen him looked at as far as a pro prospect, but I mean, mm-hmm. he definitely has the tools and the skill set, and just the frame and everything to kind of do the thing. But I feel like a lot of these prospects like that get overlooked a lot of times, because the NFL, they just get so caught up in the program and the pedigree and the brand and things like that. And a lot of those guys like him get slept on, and they end up being fifth, sixth, seventh rounders, or even undrafted, and then they don't get the proper chances they can get in the NFL. So this draft capital is everything, especially with quarterbacks, man. It's tough.
Well, and colleges, obviously colleges aren't, their focus isn't necessarily to get you to league. Some of them are, but a lot of it's to make money, right? They want to be able to continue to pump that cash flow through. So oftentimes they're running their schemes and building their programs based on those things, not necessarily helping the player get ready for the next step in their career, which is where I think we're at with some of the situations with like a team like Arkansas, because you don't see, I mean, even look at the players that are coming out. Those are guys that still need development. I mean, think about like the Treylon Burks of the world. I mean, you had so many people that were extremely high on them, and people that were just kind of sold and not high on them. And it's like, players coming out of these higher end programs really should come out pretty polished and maybe not need an extremely high level of development. But, a team like Arkansas, I mean, Felipe Franks is still in, I think he's in Atlanta still, but he's not getting a chance to be their starter. I mean, he's still a developmental guy in their mind. So I think you're probably going to see a similar situation with KJ, unless he really takes, the next step, which I don't know if they're going to give him the tools to do that, right? The team around him is not extremely strong. Offensive line still has questions. I like the player. I just, we got to see some more, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So to wrap it up, I want to go through our top 20. So we got 20. Picks wise, I'm sure I will be able to land quite a few of these guys, would be my guess, but we'll see. So Travion Henderson would be in the one slot, Caleb Williams, Quinn Ewers, Jamar Gibbs, Sean Tucker, Xavier Worthy, Anthony Richardson, Josh Jones, Braylon Allen, Mario Williams, Nicholas Singleton, Tyler Van Dyke, Devin Akane, Branson Robinson, Blake Corum, Luther Burden, Jackson Dart, Devin Neal, JJ McCarthy, and Drew Aller. This is going to be my board. So I'm drafting this Devy depleted board, and I'm gonna go with it, and we're gonna see what happens. Hopefully this pans out well. I feel like we got some great. I know I'm getting a Travion Henderson share for sure because I got the two picks, so I'm gonna get one. I'm excited about that because I really do like the player. This will be interesting to see how it goes. So make sure you guys like and subscribe and hit the notification icon. Stay up to date because I'm going to keep y'all updated as we go through this draft. It'll be going through the holiday weekend and into next week. It'll probably take a week or so. So next week, you know, I'll update. It's kind of what I landed, where we're at, what the team looks like, you know, and we'll go from there. If you want to see our rankings, you want to see where we have everybody, rotoheat.com. They'll be updated in next week when we hit June 1st. You know, I'm already working on, I know you are, and all the guys are working on updating our rankings. So you can check them out on rotoheat.com and stay up to date and see what's up with it. I do appreciate you guys hanging out in the comments and chopping it up with us, dude. I love chatting with y'all. I love your guys' opinions and comments.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want to talk more, go to rotoheat.com. There's a link to our Discord. It pops up as soon as you get to the site. You can join on there and talk Devy with us. I post trades that I do and all sorts of stuff and try to keep the conversation going there. I thank you guys. I really hope everybody has an awesome holiday weekend, that everybody gets to kick back and chill out and relax a little bit. Have a good time, be safe and whatever you're doing. Dez, as always, thank you, brother. I do love hanging out and chopping it up with you as well, my dude.
Absolutely.
Any other comments, anything you want to send out to the people before we bounce?
Nah, man, just really appreciate that, you know, the chatter and the chat and everything with the comments and things like that. It was really cool. Just talking over Devy, I hope this draft goes well for you, man. I'm looking forward to kind of seeing how that goes. That was a really good treat that you threw in there today, saying that you're gonna be using this for your draft. So like that's pretty awesome, just to kind of be collaborating with you on that. So I thought that was really good for the episode and the show today, man. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Have a good weekend and be safe. We'll hopefully see you guys next week.
All right. Love y'all. Peace.
The Devy Hour is a proud member of the Roto Heat family of podcasts. Find more information on Dynasty, Devy, Redraft, and more at rotoheat.com.